Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of January, recording at 9:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, first, a quick review of what was a very interesting day in several respects. Not so much stock markets, which were quiet generally, although Hong Kong had a good day today, and Australia hit another new high. Among the important markets, and additional on takeovers, despite general weakness in the, no, softness in the mining sector, I should say, today. Okay, government bonds, for a change, slightly steadier, and the U.S. dollar, now, it's been pretty quiet, but it's eased just a little bit in here today, down 5 ticks on the U.S. dollar index, and came off a high on the yen, but got up to 122, but it's only 121.60 here right now, so the carry trade is still alive and well. And the more interesting areas, though, we've had an explosive upward dynamic in gold and natural gas. The natural gas price is up over 10%, and oil up significantly. Oil's currently trading up $2.83, and that puts it at $56.84. So very, very interesting. Biggest upward dynamics in a long time. And the only news related to that was a bit of cold weather forecast in the United States. The precious metals started the day fairly weak and closed near the highs for all except the, and that's up on the day, all except palladium, which is down 4.95. The industrial metals were mostly soft, tin taking a bit of a whack, falling back to the top of a underlying trading range. Grains and beans steadied in here today. The best gain was soybeans, up 11.5. Okay, oh, and I should mention, European markets mostly up modestly. Wall Street up modestly, but around the highs of the day. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, I feel quite strongly that the script that I've been describing will persist, where we get more ranging and somewhat bigger reactions, not for markets not for markets all simultaneously, but in a rotational sequence, which is technically fairly healthy. And so these sideways extensions and smallish reactions, albeit bigger than what we had seen during November and October, for instance, would help to create some mean reversion in terms of the 40-week moving averages that I have been talking about and illustrating recently. Now, what markets are doing best, actually, they tend to be some very, very thin markets. Some of the Middle Eastern markets, some of the East European markets, got it right the second time, some of the Eastern European markets, very thin, which are continuing to rise, some of them at a fairly sharp rate. This, to me, smacks of danger, because they've gone up a heck of a long way, and I'm talking about markets, and there have been some new entries, such as Romania. Okay, you can say, well, that's the prospect of joining the European Union. It's a reality, I think, not a prospect. But I sense that there are some fairly small funds that are pushing up these markets, and it's kind of all one-way traffic, because they're very thin, And when money starts to come out of those funds, as eventually will be the case, that you'll get some outsized downward corrections. But at the moment, and they're still moving higher, easily monitored on the charts, incidentally, if you're interested in that sector. But for global markets generally, I've outlined the script that ranging so, sort of choppy activity and sometimes just quiet ranging. It is a form of consolidation, I think, more than anything else. Correcting some short-term overextended conditions. Now, Japan could produce a surprise. I'd feel a little more confident in that, or would have said that a little bit more rapidly, if the topics banks sector was performing a little bit more strongly. But Japan's one of my picks for this year, and largely because it was a wallflower for most of last year, and lots of ranging in this medium-term consolidation. And I think the soft yen is bullish for it, as are the low interest rates, and certainly the chart pattern can support an upward break before too much longer. And I think it would take quite a severe weakening in global stock markets, which always a possibility, but I don't really expect that despite the short-term overbought conditions. I just expect the mostly sort of ranging small reactions kind of stuff that we've been seeing. But Japan could surprise on the upside, and I think it will. It's just a matter of when this year. Is it going to be sooner, or is it going to be later? Okay. The oil price move, let me move on to that now. The oil price move is really quite interesting, because this is a huge upward dynamic in here today, and it's the second upward dynamic in 2 weeks. Now, that smacks of short covering. It certainly has put at least a short-term floor underneath the market. And if most of these gains are held throughout the rest of this week and next week, let alone extended, then I think it will provide well, it'll be pushing back into supply on a number of the charts for crude oil and the petroleum products, and that would indicate that the downside break that we had seen last month was a failure. So that would be quite interesting. And it would also completely revive the support building hypothesis, albeit with a more volatile, erratic pattern, which may be taking on that head and shouldery, reverse head and shouldery type shape. In other words, we might have seen the extreme point of the head at $50 on the crude oil price. But a very interesting day, and I think there is no doubt that there have been quite a few shorts in the market there, and certainly, again, we've had some evidence of them being squeezed in here today, whereas they've pretty much had it all their own way up until that first upper dynamic off the $50 level, say a couple of weeks ago. Now, the precious metal patch is interesting. I've been living a little bit dangerously with some of my stops, because since the patterns have been mostly ranging but with a gradual upward bias, they're a little bit tricky to deal with. I actually did something I don't like to do, but I pulled a stop in palladium here this afternoon, early this afternoon, because it was quite weak, but the others were quite firm. And so I thought, no, wait a minute, somebody's dumping a palladium position. I don't want to get stopped out on that when the others are favorable, strong, showing the commonality. And I would have been stopped out, and I got the stop out just in time, and it closed close $5, or it's last traded $5 above my stop, so I'm kind of glad I did against that general background of strength. I also came within 10 cents of having, I think, a fifth of my gold position being stopped out. So it's a little bit tricky in here. I want to have some protection, but really having tight protection is not a brilliant idea. That's for sure. And basically, I'm looking at an environment which seems to, for the most part, has been sort of three steps forward and two steps backwards over the last month, and that's encouraging. And we're not too far away from what could be some very significant improvements. We've had improvements for all of these patterns, despite today's setback in the palladium, but the performance of platinum, in recent weeks, the quietly steady action in gold, despite the fact that it couldn't maintain that first move over the $350 level. It's an important psychological and lateral trading level. But right now, and after hours, it's at 647.30, so we're very close to that same level. And silver's pushed back up, currently trading at 1341 on the March contract. So this is favorable action. And given a bit more strength in here, I would be able to put in more stops at more in the money stops and leverage up a little bit more. Now, the dollar is not being friendly to the precious metals right now, but they are improving against other currencies as well, as you saw or might have seen from those charts that I posted yesterday. And the dollar is up at a level where I wouldn't be surprised to see it weaken here. Certainly the rally seems to have stalled a little bit. Now, one of the things that I have said on many occasions within this mostly ranging type of environment for the currencies, again, nobody wants a strong currency, so we don't get these big, long, sustained trends. We get this choppy action. But when the consensus that you see on the financial channels, Bloomberg and CNBC, when the consensus is dollar bearish, you know people are talking their book, and that the risk of short covering is increasing. And when people are dollar bullish on those same programs, you know they're long, and that the risk of a setback for the greenback has increased considerably. Now, when I say when they, I'm talking really about the everything from the economists to the technical analysts, from the big investment banking firms with the firms with the big trading floors. So when I saw this shall remain unnamed technical analyst and firm today on CNBC talking about the dollar consolidating and that it was going to push up to 87 now on the US dollar index currency level from its current level of 85, just extrapolating these trends, I thought, right, that's encouraging here in terms of a dollar setback fairly soon. But we can't rely entirely on contrary thinking here. We need to see a downward dynamic for the dollar, and that has not happened. So, what else to say? Grains and beans, they've been drifting recently. The risk is that this is a dull period seasonally, but I think they got caught up a little bit in the general strength that we had seen for the crude oil price and the precious metals, so that lifted interest a little bit. Some of the industrial metals are quite, well, they got hit again, quite weak for a second day running. Here, and I have a zinc position, which it's a very small position, fortunately, not to any great risk awareness on my part, but because when they told me I couldn't put a stop in it, when I wanted to put a stop in it, which would have been a good idea because it would have been a break even or slightly in the money stop, they said they couldn't do that on the LME third month position, and this has come back down. I'm now showing a loss, but that is due for rollover on the 1st of February, 2 days away. I'm not sure whether I'm going to do that or not. I may concentrate on things that are looking a little more interesting in here right now. But that said, I do think the zinc is getting overextended on the downside. Last time I didn't roll over one of my underperforming, well, I haven't had that many of them underperforming. And the last time I didn't roll forward an underperforming position, that's a euphemism for a loss-making position in an industrial metal. It was lead, and the thing promptly shot up enormously. So I may hold on to that zinc. I haven't made up my mind yet, clearly. And so that's it. The energy sector and the that by far the most interesting story of the day, that is a potential headwind for global stock markets, not at 56.75, the current price, but it's visible on the horizon. Roll on tomorrow, and all the best to all of you.